by Steve Gallagher. The eighth and final episode. From his earliest beginnings in the study of genetic engineering and his later step forward into the world of robotics, man always believed he was in control of his own creations. Man was the master, the machine a mere artifact, a slave to do his bidding. But always at the back of his mind was a haunting fear that one day the machines would control man himself. Mitchell had fought that system with all the humanity left within his programmed and mesthetized mind. And with the help of Randall, Central Command had been defeated. The natural order of things had been restored. Once again, corruptible, violent, short-sighted man held the reins of the city's future. And those reins were controlled by Marius and Morden, two underbelly counselors who sold the people short by promising to deliver the city into the eager, grasping claws of a world-raping race, the Weck. These predatory space travelers from afar were now orbiting high above the planet, letting the ship's computer complete the grand design. Biologically patterned simulacra were being programmed in readiness for the final assault on the planet. All that was needed to complete the invasion force was the ground commander, the perfect simulacra, a machine so sophisticated that it looked like a man, thought like a man, even believed it was a man. But in the last resort, its loyalty was not to humanity, but to the Weck computer. A machine to serve a machine. A concept even more frightening than Central Command's control over people's minds. Randall was convinced he could overcome this new threat to the planet. He'd led Lobo and Mitchell through a series of dangerous encounters in what appeared to be a desperate attempt to destroy the Weck. With Mitchell's assistance, he'd crashed the two world ships together and led his seemingly heroic threesome into a ship rapidly coming to life. For the Weck's hibernatory system had been triggered, and now it was a race against time. But a race for whom? For the reptilian Weck? For the Weck's all-powerful computer? Or a race for Randall to discover his true self?
Get away from that thing, Lobo. It's armed.
Never mind me. What about Mitchell?
That's what I mean. It blasted him.
I am unarmed. I have all the protection I need.
Don't believe it. Look what it did.
It's my legs. I can't move them.
Better face facts, Randall. What's that in your hand?
What do you mean? I...
Look!
A blast. Where did this come from?
You reached behind you and picked it up.
Don't be ridiculous.
I saw you do it. You even knew where to put your hand to fire.
I knew nothing of the kind.
So what happened to Mitchell?
There will be a period of readjustment. It will be short.
Getting the message now?
What message, for God's sake?
You heard. That thing said, welcome to the ground commander.
The ground commander? Mitchell?
Not Mitchell.
You.
What are you talking about?
Morden told me before I left the shuttle. It was part of that deal he did with Marius.
You're wrong, completely wrong.
Morden didn't want the underbelly's big hero to be treated as shabbily as Marius' politics demanded. The real Randall's living in luxury somewhere on the city outskirts.
No, it's not true.
He was drugged and patterned shortly after his trial. He was sent back to the city and his simulacrum was delivered to the Ice Palace.
But I'm not a simulacrum, I'm a man.
What does it feel like, Randall?
What did you say?
Time to start wheeling out all the insincere philosophy you've been throwing at me.
Morden was lying to you. I'm Randall. It's my body and my memories.
The body's copied and the memories are planted. Find another way of being sure.
I don't need to find another way. I know.
Starting to feel the hunger now.
Why else would you blast Mitchell when he reached out to damage the guidance panel?
Why else would that thing in the heated suit stand there and happily let you wave a deadly weapon around in here?
If you want to prove you're what you say you are, kill that thing and then blast the navigation aids.
But there's no need to right now.
Why not?
What are you afraid of?
There may be another way.
You're rationalizing. You won't do it because you can't.
Allow me to help you, Randall. Time is short. I open the shielding for you. A single shot into this circuitry would cripple me beyond any hope of repair. Feel free to destroy me, if you wish.
Destroy you? Who's speaking?
I am the ship. The Wek do not speak, except with my voice. They do as they are told, and they serve me. As you will.
Machines to serve machines. Me, the city, the Wek, we're all incidental. Strike a blow for the men, Randall, and shoot!
I can't. Something else is controlling my arm.
You're controlling it, nobody else. You won't shoot because you don't want to, and you don't even know why.
It's true, I don't want to. What's been done to me?
You ought to be used to the feeling. You were elite, a blind and programmed patriot. It's the same program with a different programmer.
I don't want to be a simulacrum.
Neither did I. You told me to stop whining.
A little pain, Randall, and it will soon pass. Or we can remove it for you. You far exceeded our expectations.
I don't know what to think.
We'll tell you what to think. Don't worry. Healthy, loyal, but essentially human thoughts. It is for this capacity that we needed you so badly.
But how could I? I came all this way. I hated so much, planned and schemed. I did this to serve?
As was intended.
No, damn it, no! I don't know what you're trying to pull or who you're trying to trick, but it won't work.
Then blast the panel.
I can't.
If you won't, I will.
Stay away from the panel, Lobo, or I'll have to fire. I can't help it.
What's this for fireworks?
No, Lobo!
I don't believe it. You did it.
He made me. I warned him, but he made me.
That's what he intended. The shot went straight through him and into the panel.
I've killed him.
What have you done to the ship? How loyal does that make you feel now?
I don't. I don't give a damn for the ship. Watch!
Daniel, look out for the thing in the suit.
Home? Take your hand off my ship.
Whatever you say. Can we talk?
Have you come to a decision?
I'm not here to represent anybody. I'm on my own.
I know you're alone. Do you think I couldn't see you creeping over?
I didn't want the others to see me, that's all. They kicked me around enough as it is.
All this secrecy just to waste my time.
But I came to tell you something.
Tell it then.
I want something from you first.
I don't have to give you anything.
I know. All I want is for you to go away.
I'm hardly astonished. I won't go without Randall.
Randall isn't here. I heard them talking.
Of course he's here. They're hiding him.
They want you to think that, but it isn't true. Morton came down alone, and wherever he came from, Randall stayed there.
It can't be. I'd know.
And the one called Kaloron, he's got ideas about stealing your ship, and the others are backing him. They'll back anything that gives them the slightest hope of getting away from the palace, because Kaloron's given them all escape fever. It's ruined everything I built.
Why tell me this?
I've said. I want you to go away and leave us alone. I want things the way they were before.
And how was that?
Ordered, logical, none of this shouting about hope and home, everybody working the rosters and being in the right place at the right time.
And you?
I was in charge. They needed me then. Nobody needs me for anything now.
And you'll lie to me to be needed again.
I'm not lying. Randall isn't here.
I found this one trying to circle round and get us from the back. What do you want me to do with him?
Willis, what are you doing here?
Is that the one they call Kaloran? The one I talked to before?
That's my name. Tell this ape to stop trying to pull my arm off.
Why should I?
Because if you don't, I'll make sure you don't get Randall.
Randall isn't at the Ice Palace. You've nothing to bargain with.
Of course he's there, but you won't find him without me.
Unless you can work miracles, I'll never find him with you. The worm told me everything.
It's for the best, don't you see? Now she'll go away and leave us alone.
Oh, alone to rot and die.
What do you know about it? You're not even one of us.
At least I've got something to be grateful for.
Have you killed yet, Willis?
No, Vylum.
Then this one's yours. Do it in the open space where the others can see.
Give me a chance to get back. Don't let them think I had anything to do with it, or they'll tear me to pieces.
You're going nowhere. You're next.
But what about our bargain?
I don't remember any bargain.
Willis, please. Tell her she can't do it.
That won't be necessary, Worm. I'll do it for her.
Are you satisfied, Worm? Is this what you wanted?
Look, stop struggling. Please don't make it more difficult for me.
Willis, what are you saying?
I'm sorry, Valum. I don't think I'll be able to do this.
Are you damaged?
I don't think so. I just don't want to.
I'm ashamed of you. Watch then, and see what a blood bag's worth in the hands of a simulacrum.
No!
What's happening to us, Willis?
I don't know. Something's gone, but I don't know what.
Why can't I kill him?
What? Do you want to?
Not even that. There's something wrong at the world ship, Willis. It can't be anything else.
Well, what are we going to do?
Forget these two. We're going back.
Legs. Don't let it get back on its feet.
It's stronger than it looks. The two of us can barely hold it. What are you doing?
I'm trying to reach the connections on the side of it. I can just pull them loose. It should start to cool down. If we can only hold it long enough. Damn!
What?
As if for a second lost hold, it was too firm.
You're stronger than you know.
Now don't start that. I've proved I'm no simulacrum. There. Now, hold it down until it starts losing heat.
You haven't proved anything.
I blasted the console, didn't I?
You blasted Lobo. The console just happened to be behind him.
Isn't that a rather stupid thing for a so-called ground commander to do?
So you weren't as successful as they hoped.
What about afterwards? I emptied the blaster into it.
You'd already damaged it. There was nothing left for you to be loyal to. Don't you find it odd that you've not shown any regret for killing Lobo?
What do you mean? Of course I'm sorry, but...
It's not me you have to convince.
The cold's getting through. This thing's slowing down.
Release one of its arms. See what it does.
There. It's still conscious, but it's in trouble. I think we can risk leaving it.
I'm going to need help. I can't walk on my own.
Will I have to carry you?
No, just help me. Assuming you want to.
Well, meaning what?
Why should you be concerned for a machine? A scrap pile, you called me.
Oh, time's sake. Now, come on, give me your arm. Damn it, there's hardly any light.
Powering down. Why would they need corridor lights when they're all asleep?
I can't tell which way we came.
Never mind about that. The other ship will be breaking away at any time now. We'll have to get down to the vacuum docks and look for some kind of transport.
So, which way?
Downwards. Downwards all the time, towards the outer skin.
Wait a minute.
What for?
Wait and listen.
It's still awake. It's following us.
And the exercise will keep its temperature up.
For how long?
We can't know. Perhaps long enough to keep it conscious until we're back into the sunlight and the ship starts powering up again.
As far as it's able.
Oh, you never know. We may have affected it.
I don't like the risk. Let's keep going. Dead end. You've brought us into a dead end.
Well, how was I to know?
That means it's got us trapped.
Quiet. Let's see if we can still hear it. Cold finally overcame it. We can turn back and get past.
Is it asleep?
It's like the other one we saw. It's awake but too weak to move. What's that?
It sounds like it's trying to speak. It can't manage the words without the ship to translate for it.
Help us.
Don't pass too near.
I won't.
Help us, Randa.
Sounds like the other ship finally broke away.
Wait, though. When you ran the simulation on the screens before we came here, that was supposed to happen about the same time
as... That's right. We'll be back into the sunlight by now. What are you doing?
I'm putting my hand over this ventilator grid. It's hot. There's warm air being pumped through. The hibernation program's reversing. We didn't destroy it.
That means that there's a wet behind every one of these doors who's on the point of snapping out of it. What are we going to do?
More immediate consideration, the one in the suit's getting to his feet.
Where's the first of the doors? And another. I can't fight them. I've got nowhere to go. What now?
Got nothing to bargain with. Remember any good prayers? He never needed them.
Who did the machine break to?
Nobody. Nobody cares about us. Mitchell's dead and Randall's lying sick and drunk in some urban paradise. We don't belong anywhere.
They can't be overpowered. They can't destroy us. Not without the ship's help.
They could open a vacuum dock and push us out.
Just still could kill us. We could feed all the sunlight.
I know. We'd go on forever. We can't die.
Good. They're handsome like old leather.
Don't resist them yet. Not until we know what they're going to do.
Why have they brought us back here?
I don't know. Perhaps they're going to give us some kind of trial.
That's a joke.
Well, how should I know what they're going to do? I know nothing about them. What their customs or their ethics are. Maybe they're going to sacrifice us to the ship.
They've gone very quiet. It
looks like they're waiting for us to do something.
Like what?
I don't know. Here comes the one in the thermal suit again. What's he saying?
Sounds like your name. It can't manage to pronounce it on its own.
Help us.
Does he expect me to understand this?
Shh, no, listen.
To what?
We're not on trial at all. They're asking us to help them.
Help them? How?
This whole ship was a finely balanced system keeping their race alive. Don't you see that by smashing the centers of its drive for expansion, you've tipped that system and damned them?
Are you trying to say I shouldn't have done it?
Of course not.
Then what are you saying?
Well, they're not a greedy, compulsive, world-raping race. They just lived on a world-raping ship and had to do everything it told them or die when it stopped supporting them.
Oh, don't get dewy-eyed for these monsters. They built the ship, didn't they?
No, the last ship did.
That's a technical argument.
Well, look at their situation. They've been cruising from star to star for millennia, exploiting and expanding. The ships have used each redesigning to refine their methods. The ships have evolved. But because of their dependence, the WEC have devolved into complete passivity. The simulacra were the means by which the ship ensured it could do without the WEC altogether if necessary.
It backfired.
With a vengeance. They don't know how to make repairs. So come on, Randall. You're the great white hope for the WEC. Do something for them.
You do something.
It's not me they're all looking at.
Damn it, you're right. They're like a bunch of pathetic children. What am I going to do?
Don't ask me. I'm waiting as well.
You changed sides like a spinning coin, Mitchell. 2 minutes ago, we were all set to take the jump together.
That was then. You're the ground commander.
Don't call me that!
You've got to accept it now. You're the heir to the ship you killed. The WEC look to you to save them, and the other simulacra will look to you for leadership.
And what about you? Are you turning around and joining the machines again?
I am what I am. Now stop worrying about it.
This is Valum to the WEC. Please acknowledge our signal.
Did you hear that?
I could hardly miss it.
The simulacrum fleet is standing by in a parallel orbit with your ship. We know you've taken some damage and that the operation is in danger. Please give us an indication of your situation.
What are they going to do?
They can't do anything. They rely on the ship to do it for them.
Is Valum likely to try going ahead on her own?
It's possible, but I hope not. It'd mean that all we've done would be pointless.
The ship doesn't answer, so this is Valum calling the three prisoners. I don't know if there's any way you can hear me, but I know that one of you is our ground commander. I also know that the ship has made a gross error of judgment and has obviously engineered its own destruction through you. In this case, our program loyalty reverts to our own kind. In short, that's you, whoever you are. Nothing personal, but I'm not very happy about that. On the other hand, I don't have any choice.
That's not surprising. She despises me and hates you.
So the only answer is that you persuade the WEC to hand you over to us. If they do that, we'll leave them alone and slingshot their ship onto the next sun. If they don't, we've got a good idea of the capacity for self-repair in the ship walls. We can puncture it all the way around and let the atmosphere escape faster than the holes can be plugged. We'll give you some time to convince them. Meanwhile, we'll give you a warning shot to help the argument.
We can't let her do that. They'll all die.
I think that's supposed to be the idea.
But look at them. It's not their fault. And they're depending on us to help them.
I doubt if Valum sees it that way. Without the ship to demand her loyalty, the WEC are just another kind of blood bag.
There's the warning shot. What are we going to do now?
You're the leader. Lead.
But I've never led anything in my life. I've always been the servant of the state.
That's Randall talking. Your life can be measured in days. I don't think you've got much idea of what you can or can't do.
I know I can't work miracles.
We've got to get some kind of signal to Valum.
She doesn't want a signal. She wants you.
I've got to get to one of the vacuum ducts. If they just let me get through.
They won't let you go. They think you're trying to leave them.
Damn it, can't they understand? I'm trying to help.
What's the matter, Messiah? Can't you deliver?
I don't believe it. You're enjoying
this. I'm entitled to it after what I've taken from you. What price your bloodbag arrogance now?
At least I tried. I met you halfway.
You talked about it, that's all. You did it because you wanted to use me. So how does it feel?
God's sake, let me through! I'm trying to help you!
It's too late. They're opening up the ship.
How long before the air goes?
Depends how efficient the shooting is. Someone was close by. I felt the floor bend.
What's going to happen?
It hurt for a while. That's how it was with me the first time. You want to breathe, but you can't. Then after a while, you realize you really don't need to, and the pain goes away.
I'm scared.
I know. I remember what it's like, all of it. I didn't mean what I said before.
No, no, don't take it back. I deserve it.
What?
I said I...
How are you doing, Willis?
They're in the airlock.
They? What do you mean they?
There are two of them. Mitchell's injured, but there's nothing missing. He'll regenerate. And the other one...
It's Randall. I knew it.
He's in a daze of some kind. He let himself be led, but that's all the cooperation I got.
Where were they?
In the main computer room, like you said. The computer was a real mess.
Anything else?
Yeah. The room and all the corridors around it were full of green lizards. Dead ones. About so big.
Have they been attacking?
Well, that's not how it looked. The ones nearest Randall were holding on to every bit of his clothing that they could reach. They died just holding on to him.
That confirms it, then. Whether I like it or not, Randall's the ground commander.
Well, you don't sound very happy.
It's none of your business, Willis.
No, Vada. But do you want to speak to him?
Things will change around here, Willis. The point is, does he want to speak to me?
Well, he doesn't seem to be interested in anything much at the moment.
Open the airlock. Ask him to come through.
Here I am, Valum. Where you wanted me.
Are you going to kill me?
You can't die, Randall. Not by any normal means. And as much as I might want to try, I can't kill you.
Too many changes. Too fast. I can't keep up with them.
Shape up, Commander. You've got duties and responsibilities now. If not to yourself, then to the rest of us.
What am I expected to do?
In the absence of the ship, tell us where we go next. It's your decision. We can still land and take the city.
No, not that.
What then? We have to go somewhere. Down there is a man wearing your face and using your name. Why don't we go find him?
No. Give me time to think.
Yes, sir.
We can't go back to the city. We're too different. Even with the best intentions, we'd undermine it, destroy it, and I've got too many of Randall's loyalties left in me.
So what do Randall's loyalties say we should do?
We find somewhere of our own, that's what.
I don't like it, but I can't argue.
That's right, you can't.
Commander? Commander, I've got a request.
What is it?
Can I go back to the Ice Palace? I want to go home.
Willis!
No, Valum, it's all right.
I'll only need to take one of the little unarmed craft and some gear to fix the pressure tanks on the icebreaker.
You're sick, Willis. Remember what you are.
Machine bodies, Valum, but human personalities. Without the ship, they're starting to revert. Don't you feel some of it?
I've got nothing to revert to. I'm not based on anybody. I'm a pure construct, even more so than Mitchell. My pattern was the dreams of the embittered and frustrated creatures taken from the Ice Palace.
Then I'm sorry for you.
Don't be. I miss nothing.
Go ahead, Willis. It'll be up to you to clear up some of the mess we've left. As for the rest of us, I want to cut the undamaged world ship free and put it into slingshot orbit.
I can't fly a world ship.
Mitchell can. And with a ship like that, we can pick our own system.
Be careful.
Sit still, then. If you like, I can put you a cold compress on this morning. Ice is one thing we're not short of.
I can't get over how strong he was. He took hold of my neck and lifted me with one hand. Oh, I thought I'd had it.
Bruising, that's all. You want the compass?
Oh, no, thanks. I get cold enough walking round. How's the worm?
He'll live in spite of what Burke wants to do to him. He's locked himself in his office and piled all his furniture up against the door.
I can't see that stopping Burke.
It wouldn't, but he's making the most of it. Him and Bulstrode take turns sitting outside and talking about all the horrible things they're going to do when the worm comes out.
I can't get angry.
You may not be. But the others need something to take it out on. To be so near and then to lose.
I was afraid they'd take it out on me for promising and not being able to deliver.
Be grateful there's a worm then. He's needed after all.
How's Morton?
Better. He's asleep now and in any...
Can I come in?
Oh, no.
Willis, where did you come from?
I landed some way back and walked over. It wasn't easy without a beacon to follow.
What do you want now?
Well, look, don't start getting nervous. It's different from last time. I'm on my own. I've come home and I want to help.
Help? How?
I've got some welding here and a compressor. I'll need help to get them back here, but we should be able to fix the stabilizers.
Suppose we take you at face value. There are a lot of questions that Morden's too sick to answer.
I'll tell you whatever I can.
I don't remember you being so cooperative before.
I needed a holiday.
And what about Randall?
Randall's dead now. He won't be coming back. Look, is there any chance of getting help to bring my gear over?
How did he die?
Look, why don't you quiz him later? If we get the tanks fixed up, we can get the whole story on the way home. I'll call for help.
Don't bother. I'll come myself.
But you're hurt.
So I feel better. Go back to the palace and give them the news.
You have been listening to Hunter's Moon, written by Steve Gallagher. Randall was played by Charles Foster. Lobo by David Marlowe. Mitchell by John Munday. Killoran was played by Mike Hurley. Morden by Chris Kay. Carol Heyman appeared as Balaam, with Ian Flintoff as Marius. Bulstrode was played by Jim Pope. Berg, Peter Wheeler. The Worm, Colin Weston. Cone, Ian Flintoff. And Palmer, Chris Kay. Willis was played by Graham James. Mrs. Mitchell by Diana Mather. The Captain by Malcolm Brown. And the Mate by Will Tacey. The Chapel Receptionist and Mosky were played by Peter Wheeler. The Priest and Pearson by Malcolm Brown. And the Nurse by Barbara Greenhouse. The voice of the Weck was by Chris Kay. Hunter's Moon was engineered by Pete Baker and produced by Tony Hawkins.